views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Show. Today, Stephanie is not able to be with us. She's homesick, but she promised us she's going to be listening in. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing fine.
We have some exciting things
Good
going
afternoon.
On today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finding out what they are.
Yeah, we have Diane Garris in the studio. She's going to be talking about the new changes she's been going through in her training. And we have a caller on the line that I'm really excited to have from Crystal Voyage out of Tacoma, Washington, a great metaphysical shop. And let's go ahead and bring her on the air, and we'll talk to her.
Okay, great. We've got Deborah on the line.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
So, Crystal Voyage, I'm really excited to talk about this. So how are you doing, by the way?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Oh,
and
great.
For you.
Thank you. I'm doing great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening over at Crystal Voyage?
So Crystal Voyage, we have two main things that go on weekly. For instance, today is Tuesday, and this is our Reiki share.
Okay.
It is from 5 to 7, and it's facilitated by Marcus Olcrotti.
And how long has he been doing that?
Oh, goodness. Marcus has been a facilitator, oh, goodness, for many, many, many years.
Many years?
Yes, and he also teaches uh-huh. the different Reiki levels.
Oh, great.
Yes, and he actually has a class coming up on the 25th of September.
Wow. And what time is that going to be? And do people need to pre-register for that?
Yes, please. That is going to be, he's going to be teaching level one Reiki.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to, it's going to be on Saturday, September 25th. Oh, goodness. Did I just say Saturday? It's from 10.
You're fine.
10 in the morning to 5 in the evening.
Uh-huh.
And they break for an hour for lunch.
Oh, okay. So this is Reiki one then.
Yeah. So he'll be doing that.
Mm-hmm. And
September 25th.
Okay, so they pre-register with Crystal Voyage then?
No, they would pre-register with Marcus.
Okay. All right. And so what else is happening? You have the psychic fair coming up soon?
Oh, we do. Our psychic fair is this weekend.
Uh-huh.
That it happens to be the first full weekend of every month.
Okay.
So this weekend would be September 3rd and 4th. And then the one in October would be the 1st and the 2nd.
All right.
And November.
What time is that going to be?
On Saturdays, our stores are open 10 to 7, and that's when the psychic fair is.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sundays, 12 to 5. So
great.
Our psychic fairs run the hours that we are open.
Okay. Great. And so is there any other events coming up this month for
people? There is, actually. So,
actually.
Tomorrow... So every Wednesday is our group meditation. That's mm-hmm. with Monty Burgess.
Okay.
And that is from 6 to 7:30-ish, and that is $10.
Okay.
But also tomorrow evening, C.J. Mortensen has a Introduction to Psychics and Spiritual Development.
I hear that's a wonderful class.
It really, really is. And it's actually a four-session class.
Mm-hmm.
So the first session is tomorrow, and it's from 6:30 to 9. And then the folks that come tomorrow, they will figure out the dates after that, whatever date would work for everyone that comes to the class.
Okay. So they can just show up. There's no pre-registration for that or anything?
Most of our classes are pre-registration. That uh-huh. way everybody can kind of get a head count of who's coming.
Right.
And they can
so
get room.
So our listeners need to know to register
yes,
today.
Pre-register.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And is there a certain person you need to get a hold of a facilitator, or can they just call Crystal Voyage?
So if you go on our web, I do have the phone number.
Okay.
But if you go on our website, it will have the facilitator's phone number and their email address.
Oh, that's great. No, I'm glad to hear that, because a lot of our listeners are wanting to know how to get hold of a certain practitioner. So if they go on your website, then they can find their phone numbers and everything about them too, right?
Absolutely. Now, good. We do have events here that we take the registration for, but all that information will be on the computer to let you know who exactly to contact, whether it's the facilitator or the store itself.
Great. So, and you have new crystals that came in?
Oh, goodness, yes.
I want to hear about them.
We just got another shipment of Shungite in. Shungite is an amazing stone. It's a stone that you can actually put in your water, and it helps keep it clean and clear. It also helps, the Shungite helps strip the free radicals within your body and helps dispel them.
Okay.
So it boosts your immunity.
Good. The immune system, great.
Yes.
And what was the other one you said?
Petalite was the other stone. So Shungite and Petalite. We just got another shipment of Petalite in.
Great. I know you guys have such a large collection of metaphysical tools and crystals there, and your books, you know, and you have everything for everyone. And that's what I like about your store.
Oh, thank you.
And
I love it too.
Oh, I hope so. So, on a global event, how do you feel that Crystal Voyage is helping people?
Well, on a global event.
Or level, however you want to say it.
Sorry. On a global level, we like to refer to us as like an Oreo, as a each one reach one.
Oh, I like that.
So it's we're a safe place for everybody to come and share their experiences and things that they have witnessed and gone through, and a safe place for people to come and share.
And that's important. That's what's happening over at Silver Guy here, is we're making sure that everybody has a safe place to come. And they can listen, and they can go over our website and talk, you know, talk to people and who they want to talk to, right? And that's what I like about what you guys offer, because you have so many healers and readers there that can help, you know, and your staff is amazing there. I was looking at jewelry yesterday, and of course, you know me with jewelry, right? And it was like, oh my gosh, I've never met this woman before, and she was just so helpful and nice, and her creativity and what I was looking for, it was just great. So, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners that's happening?
Oh yeah, I mean, we got loads of stuff that's happening at Crystal Voyage. So, during our psychic fairs, on the Saturday of the psychic fairs, Sunny will be offering a free tutorial of how to read oracle cards using the Psychic Tarot Oracle Deck by John Holland.
Good.
And so you would pre-register with her, just because it's during the psychic fair. It's being done in her room, so she only has a limited spacing for that. But then she also has a paid class. So that workshop is free.
Okay.
And then she has a paid class every second Saturday of the month doing how to read oracle cards, and that's $10. And then you would pre-register with us for that one.
Oh, good. Okay.
And then on Psychic Fair Sundays, CJ does free workshops.
Oh, really?
And, and this Sunday, she'll be doing the free workshop on where are you in your spiritual development. And that is from 3 to 4:30. And again, you would register with her, so she has enough spacing in her room.
Okay. Well, good. And so, on the stones and crystals, is there any specials happening right now with them? Any specials happening with the stones and the crystals that's happening? Do you guys have anything else to say special right now?
We do. We also have, every month, we're going to have different herbs.
Oh, wow.
Every month will be different herbs that you get 10 to 15% off of. And we also have our Thankful Thursdays, which is 15% off.
Everybody needs to take advantage of that. Believe me, that's my favorite day.
The only thing that's not covered in the 15% off discount would be AA and NA.
Okay.
Coins and items.
You have everything for everybody. I mean, it's just amazing, that store and what you carry. Or from people like me, or to people that are just seekers and learning, because we're all learning every day. you know, and healing, working with healing ourselves every day, no matter what it is. And that's the one thing I like that you guys have over there. And so I want to thank you for coming on the air and talking a little bit about Crystal Voyage. And we're going to do more of this. I'm just really happy that we're able to work together and bring this store out into the open where people really know where this is at. So can you give us your address, please?
Sure. Our address is 3802 South Cedar Street. That's Tacoma, Washington.
Okay. And your phone number, please?
253-272-4367.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And I will be seeing you this weekend.
Fantastic. We'll see you then. Thank you again for having me.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Isn't she? This is amazing what's happening at Crystal Voyage.
Yeah.
I walked in. They had crystals everywhere, all this brand new stuff. And it took everything I had not to go and buy things.
Buy
everything. Everything. So anyway, Diane, you got some exciting things going on with you.
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, you know, it's like the last time I was in, I had just left my ex and then sliced my hand open and had to be on a month of hiatus and not be able to work on other people, which gave me that opportunity to actually focus on myself for once, and especially for a whole month. You know, at first, it was so foreign to me. I was like, wow. I mean, I'm constantly working on myself, but to really, truly only have me to focus on and no one else was a really odd feeling. And, but now that I'm on the other side, it's been amazing. And
so we had you here about, 4 weeks ago?
Something like that.
Yeah. And it's about speaking your authentic truth, the teeth problem again, right?
Right.
So what happened on that show?
Well, I realized that I was struggling to speak my truth because honestly, I didn't know what my truth was. And so I know one of the questions was like, you know, it's like, well, why didn't you speak your truth? And it's like, well, I was fear. I was completely out of fear. I think as society, we were programmed to, you know, shut up, just keep on moving, you know, stuff our emotions down. And, you know,
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm the last person to do that. You know that.
Right. Right. But, you know, it's like it's a serious thing out there. And I think it ends up holding us back. It keeps us in the job that we dread going to every day. It keeps us in a relationship that we dread leaving because we're afraid of what might happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that was one of the main reasons. And so why are you willing to share your truth now?
Well, I have been practicing a lot about speaking my truth. And the more I actually speak my truth, and I notice that, of course, the anxiety comes up. And that's when I know that I'm scared to speak my truth. So then I will push through it. And usually what I've been doing is like telling the person, look, I'm having a lot of anxiety about what I'm about to say, but you can take it or leave it. And I'll speak it. And the results I've been getting in return are amazing. I mean, people are really not used to people being brutally honest, you know? And when I say brutally honest, it's because sometimes the truth hurts. And we hear that saying all the time.
Right, right.
But it is also liberating. So liberating, because there's some times where we have something that we really want to say to somebody, but we're so terrified that we play this game over and over, you know, going back and forth, back and forth. And when you can just actually be free and say it, and then, well, that fear is gone because you've already said it. And how you can't ever.
So you just brought up something. I have this anxiety and I need to tell you the truth. Do you think you need to project that out of you by saying I have anxiety?
Yeah. The reason why it's been so helpful for me is because I'm realizing everybody does. And or I would say majority of people do. Okay. And yeah, sure. There's lots of people that can speak their truth just fine. And speaking their truth is not their problem. But I find that if you are a person that has it, it's giving permission for others to be as vulnerable as you are. Because again, that's what it is. If you're having anxiety and you don't want to, you're afraid of what somebody's going to respond is, that, you know, that's vulnerability. And being in that place of vulnerability, I am telling you is more rewarding than knowing everything.
Right, right, right. No, I understand that. So how have things changed with you and your ex-husband now?
Well, you know, they're back and forth. what I've realized is that a lot of the stuff that went on with our relationship really had, it was me reacting to what he was going through, and there really wasn't any truth. I never had any communication. I didn't even understand what true communication was. I didn't understand speaking your truth, and come on, face it. 16 years of marriage or 17 years of marriage and your man comes out to a woman, there is obviously some communication issues.
Oh.
Right?
No, I have to agree with that one. That would be a little hard for me. So now you're on a new journey.
Yes.
And life is going great for you.
Yes, yes. I actually even have some theme songs. You're Effing Perfect. With Pink, and then also
watching out how you're saying that. I don't need no FCCs coming down on me,
right? And then also the fight song, and I literally I spend 90 minutes in traffic getting to work nowadays. So I have 5 songs that I literally play on loops, and those 2 are my main songs that I listen to, and I belt them out loud and clear. People probably think I'm crazy in the car next to them, but. You know what? It's those are really powerful songs.
Wow.
They're very powerful.
Well, we can't play the one on the air right now, so that's not going to work. All right. So how is the metaphysical community supporting you now that's different than before?
Well, you know, I am realizing that the reason why they weren't helping me before is probably because I didn't ask for it and I didn't know. You know, I realized that you really don't know what you're missing until you have it. And then when you receive what you've been missing, then you're like, oh,
right,
this is what I've been missing my whole life.
Right, right.
And that was kind of the whole thing with metaphysical, like asking for help. I didn't know how to ask for help. I didn't know what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And now you have the help,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're going on with a new journey, new life, everything that's happening with you now. How's your son doing?
He's doing fabulous, actually. He's always been a special kid, but it's amazing that I think a lot of his problems were him trying to fix me and his dad,
mm-hmm.
his Mappa.
And most kids try.
Right, right. And but now that I'm kind of free of that, I'm starting to take care of myself, and he can see it, and it's given him an opportunity to take care of himself. And
good.
So it's actually quite remarkable to see the shift in my kid.
Right, right.
But it's a ripple effect. And when you start working on yourself, you know, it kind of ripples out. So.
Well, no, that's very true because I have things that's happening at home. You know, a lot of the masculine has changed now where mm-hmm. they're not having filled so much of that feminine side anymore, right? They're balanced now, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with my husband, that's changed. And with my son, it's changed. And so it's been great that way. Now, and so once they are able to embrace that
mm-hmm.
and we're able to come back to our feminine side and really embrace that, which I have no problem being all female energy, right? And doing all of that, it changes so much of the dynamics and shifting at home.
Right.
In our private life, business life, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the one question, I have to ask you this because, I mean, you're standing your true authentic self now. What brought you to this point?
What do you mean by like that question?
Okay, so what I mean is the last time you're here, you had fear in you. Mm-hmm. What took that fear away from you? Did you do something? What did you do?
Well, just like the fight song, I decided to take back my life.
Okay.
And I have always had this inner knowing of who I was as this person. I really wanted to just spread love and light to the world
okay.
in whatever way that was. And I found that it was really hard to sit there and do it in my business, but I would go home and I couldn't do that at home. And that was really conflicting and frustrating. So by moving out of the house and learning and splitting my hand open and literally not being able to love anybody else but myself.
Right.
It gave me that opportunity to really focus on that.
Well, and that's sometimes the God and Goddess has these accidents happen to us.
Right.
So we have to stop, think, slow down and figure out what's happening.
Right. I think the best thing that happened was, okay, I have a business. I have an overhead. I have insurance for every single thing in my business except for me. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And so when I sliced my hand open, I knew I was going to be out of work for a month. How am I going to pay my overhead when you don't have any money coming in?
Right.
So I decided, you know, here again, I'm going to be vulnerable. And I did a GoFundMe. And within hours, it was amazing. It was amazing for me to like see how much love I had. And then this lady on the internet posted, it was a friend of a friend that posted hey, there's this workshop I have these free tickets to. And it was called High Watt Live. Jackie Beam was the host. And
High Watt Live?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And Jackie Beam was the host. And I didn't know who she was, but I figured, you know, it was emotional releasing, and apparently I needed a lot of emotional releasing, so I was going to go. I'm like, pick me. And apparently I was the first person that signed up. She's like, oh, you were the first person that answered that. And so I end up even going to the event, and this woman, like everyone in the room knew who she was, and I didn't know who she was. Mm-hmm. And she even said that sometimes divine brings people that don't even know who I was. You know, I set it out that anybody's going to attract themselves to me. And I told her I was one of them. But it was amazing because.
So what has class had to offer you?
Well, I've been working in the metaphysical world. I've been doing the spiritual work for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And literally she took every tool that I've ever known and she just amplified it.
Good.
And I watched her do this stuff and it made these shifts in me remembering, yeah, you know this, Diane. All you have to do is just do it.
Right.
And so I left there writing down what I wanted in life. And instantly was manifesting them. And I even manifested a healer that was going to use my office space because I was, you know, in that transition.
Right.
And I met with her and I ended up realizing that I just needed structure for all the stuff that I did because a lot of the stuff I already did, it was intuitive. And I needed someone to just say,
Oh, yes,
you're doing it great. You just need to do this. You need to tweak it this way or lift your head or whatever or snap or, you know, do these things that you don't even think of. And it's been amazing. Like even literally the next day I had a full day. I was so scared. It was my first day having a full day back at work. I had 5 hours worth of massage. I had two brand new clients and oh my God, my sessions were awesome. And it was cool because it was a mother-daughter session too. And even the daughter, she texted me, my mom thought you were really cool.
Ah, that's great. Hey, I want to get back to this class you were taking. Can you tell us more about the class?
So what it was you basically got really vulnerable. You cried your eyes out and did a lot of emotional releasing. And then they would fill you back up. So we would play games, act silly.
What kind of games?
Like, you know, just like, you know, like doing poses and acting crazy.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, and like they would put on music and we would just like, okay, you need to shake it. You need to not worry about what your neighbor's doing, but you need to just feel the energy in your and fill it back up.
Okay.
And so it was really interesting. Yeah, you got that vibrational, like the vibration. You would like get down to the nitty gritty vibrations that are holding us back, those fears, those worries, those doubts. And then like even work on seeing where they came from, like whether it was from your mom, your dad, you know, grandparents or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you really just allowed yourself to be open. And in a group setting like that, it's powerful. You know, you can do it one-on-one, you can do it by yourself. But when you have 50 people in the room, all working together, knowing that as you heal, they're healing as well.
Right. So you're feeling comfortable there. You're not feeling that vulnerability then.
Yeah. Well, and it's amazing because even those that comes up because it's a natural emotion. But and then to just be filling ourselves back up. I mean, literally the first day, I mean, we were over at 6 o'clock. I got home at 6:30 and by 6:35, I was in bed because I couldn't hold my eyes open.
Right.
So
and
tired.
You know what? That's great because as a healer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just a conduit, right?
Right.
I always want to stress that when I say that. And the thing is, when we're tired after healing, then, you know, we did our job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either got a healing or the person got the healing, right?
Right.
When they're tired, they say, I'm so tired. Thank you for the compliment. I did the job correctly. My
favorite job as a massage therapist is when I can get a stressed out client to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
That is like the, and it's so funny because they're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm all like, that was the best compliment ever.
Good. Good. Wow. So you're standing your truth now, which I really like because, I mean, you know, a lot of us are concerned on what you went through. And so is there anything else we can do to help in the situation that you're going through? Or do you feel like you're starting to master it?
I really feel I'm starting to master it. Mm-hmm. But the one thing is definitely I just encourage people, no matter how scary it is, to speak their truth.
Right.
Let go of the outcomes. Let go of the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like me. I say it with lovingness.
Mm-hmm.
I give my opinion. I speak my truth. And if they don't want to accept it, that's okay.
Right. Right.
It's always up to them.
Right. And I recently got in a new relationship where I've actually had to practice this. And that's scary. But it's especially when you like the person, you're afraid that they're going to, you know, not like you. And, you know, all these expectations come up. But I've been breathing into those expectations, those fears, and I speak it. And I really, I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't think I'm crazy. It's awesome. I'm all like, wow. And he's even like, wow, this is refreshing. I've never met anybody who's so open and honest. And I'm all like, well, I'm not going backwards, honey. I'm just not going backwards.
No, it's great when they understand it.
Yeah.
And when people can appreciate your honesty and you're just being your true authentic self. It's not so much honesty. It's being the truth of who you are.
Right.
And when people can accept that and understand it, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
They may think we're a little weird, but that's all right.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to be the common person. You're not the common person.
Right.
Nobody's a common person. We're just ourselves.
Right. Right.
You know, even Eric over there he's just himself sitting there quietly listening to us going, okay. What do you think, Eric?
Absolutely.
That's
okay.
Right.
And you know what? It's about time for a break.
We better take that break.
Let's do it.
We'll be back with Diane.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Silver Guy Hour with with Bree here, and we're back with Diane.
Hello.
We're going to talk some more about what you've been going through on these classes. So can you explain a little bit more about those?
So the first one, the High Watt Live event, that was, I guess she's typically out of like California, and mm-hmm. she's just from this area, so she decided to do one for the first time in this area. So it literally was divine timing that
good,
I was there.
Good.
It was, you know. And
because usually you call me and you tell me, guess what's in town?
Yeah, I had no idea. In fact, I was hesitant on going, but it was actually the first event that I've gone to on my own too, which was really interesting.
Oh, wow. That's a big step.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, it was really cool. I was really proud of myself to be there and not really know anyone and be vulnerable again,
you know?
And the emotional releasing stuff, and it was really neat because there was a couple of guys in the room, and you knew that each time somebody stood up and shared their story, that it was healing for everyone in the room. And
right.
a lot of people would come up to me because I told them, they were actually really shocked that I had just gotten out of the relationship. They're like, wow, you seem to be doing pretty well. And I'm like, yeah, well, it took me a while to get here. But it was interesting because they said how healing even me sharing was,
right. You
know, and I just shared little bits, but it was really cool to have that feedback.
But sometimes those little bits that we share help a lot of people.
Right. I realized that, you know, I think I've mentioned this before, that I believe that we're all acupressure points for Mother Earth and Spirit. And as we work on ourselves, just like the acupressure points or acupuncture, it's like it, you can put a needle in your elbow and,
right.
you know, heal some other part of your body. And it's like, well, that's what we do, you know. And the more we can live in our true authentic self, the more that energy from divine, from Mother mm-hmm. Earth can flow through and
uh-huh.
out to the rest of the planet. So our jobs here, I feel, is that to live in that true authentic self so that everyone can heal. Because it's not about the stories that we create in our heads about the woe is me.
Like, right, right.
You know,
right.
I could go back and talk how crappy my marriage was all I want. But really,
right.
that's not what it's about.
No.
It's about what I do afterwards.
Right.
It's about this point forward.
And we're
life.
Our own creators.
We are. And I can see how much I manifested my last relationship just as well as he did, you know, so it's really not, you know, one-sided at all.
No, been so, there, done it also too,
right.
so in a different way, but you know what I'm saying.
Right, so it's now, so like, even with like this new relationship, what I've done is like, okay, I'm going to make this how I want a relationship to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he's not willing to, that's fine. That's his prerogative.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, the High Watt Live really helped that with.
Great, and so you took another course that you're taking right now.
Yeah, it's called High Resonance Training.
Who's that by?
Ariel Hubbard. And she's from California, too. Just moved up into this area. And
wow, a lot of us are just moving up in this area.
Right. And she's a massage therapist, an energy healer, hypnotherapist, all sorts of stuff. She's got, you know, certifications out the yin yang. And I met her because she was going to rent my office one day a week. A mutual friend had introduced us.
Oh, this is the one you were telling me about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And met with her. And next thing I know, she said, like, well, Diane, you just need structure.
She's the one. Okay, good.
Yeah. And good. So I went to a healing circle that was at her house last Wednesday, and it was, I just loved how she was teaching everybody. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and of course there was all levels there, from people who have never really done energy work on anybody to ones that were confident. And it was just wonderful, like, to see how expansive that she was helping these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I had my first, I actually had a first training with her on Friday, and it was fabulous because, like I said, she just was giving me tools, or tweaking the tools that I had.
Uh-huh.
I already had the tools, and she was just basically showing me how I can use them in a more beneficial way. And
that will help you and others.
Yeah, and that's what she does. She takes your tools, like, she helps you identify what your tools are, and then helps you expand on them, to use them properly, to use them how they should be used to help others find their true authentic
okay.
self.
Great. And so how can people get a hold of her? Has she got a website?
Yeah, her website is arielhubbard.com.
Can you spell her name?
A-R-I-E-L-H-U-B-B-A-R-D.com.
Okay, great. And is there a phone number for her?
Unfortunately, I don't have.
You don't have that with
I
you?
I don't okay, have that with
no,
me.
But people can look her up on the website. Exactly. Is she on Facebook also?
Yes, I believe she is.
Okay.
So I'm friends with her on Facebook, so I should say
yeah,
yes.
So yes, she does. Well, great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Because and she does continuing ed, too. So like anybody who's...
For massage therapy?
Well, or yeah, just all sorts of... Yeah, because she has all these certifications. So she's nationally certified.
So this is a certified program you're going through right now. And so you're going to be certified
So that's what's
program.
Also beauty, because I have to have so many CE credits for massage. So I'm...
And now your energy work.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
I know. I've had to have mine, and it's just like, oh my gosh, come on. Mm-hmm. And I've met very talented, you know, people, and you know, they need to get those certificates mm-hmm. because a lot of people want that piece of paper behind
right.
you.
Right.
And to me, it's just a piece of paper because it's already inside of you, but it's important to have.
Right. And for years, I just didn't find somebody that I could mesh with for mm-hmm. to help me with that aspect, because it was like, okay, yeah, you gave me another tool, but it wasn't like I needed somebody for the whole package. And I don't know, we match, and it was really fun working with her.
So, oh, good. So she has lots to offer.
Yes, yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So. How's your goddess work? I can't talk. Work going on.
Well, you know, like just being me. Is uh-huh. that what you mean by that?
Right. So we had the I am love, right?
Yes.
And being about you, it's about me.
Yeah.
And that's part of the principles of the Lemurian and universal laws.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that for a few minutes. Ready?
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I thought, you know what? Today, I want to bring out ancient goddess wisdom.
Oh, yay.
It's so needed for those modern times.
Yeah.
Now, with the new paradigm, the old energy has come back in, and it's trying to merge with the new energy. But, yeah, at the same time, you know, they're kind of working it out right now. Right. And with me, where they're bringing this old energy in, I'm going, I'm at home.
Nice.
I feel fine. So here's some of the principles of the Lemurians and the universal laws. Being humble. I am love. Ceremony.
Yeah.
Ceremony is so important.
And can I just put, like, ceremony could just be any ritual that you put energy in for your highest and best.
Right.
It's like we think of ceremony that we have to learn something or whatever, but ceremony could be just the fact of just making sure you're breathing, you know?
Well,
and setting intention.
Right. And so ceremony for me, though, is also for the Mother Goddess Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
And different things that we're doing, you
honoring
know,
that magic of life,
the divine feminine,
mm-hmm.
you know, is so important. So self-love, integrity, healing, balance. And which was really funny, because I was taking the Lemurian numbers today, and I was going, oh, wow, if you add the Lemurian numbers are 1 through 9. And so I was going, okay. So I was doing the numbers, and I was going, oh, today's date is the 30th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no 10. So you go 1 through 9. And once you hit 9, you start over. And I went 3. I thought, wow, what a day for this.
Right.
Truth, trust, and passion. And Lemurians lived in the world which was modeled by the trinity of the three principles based in the principle of consciousness creating. Mm-hmm. And what are we doing today? We are creating.
Well, and you're even wearing the triangle necklace that you're wearing.
I'm telling you, that is just really important to me to be wearing this today. So the other thing is collective awareness, oneness. I am everyone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that. It's like, it's so important that everybody understands that oneness in us.
Well, and also, if you think about speaking your truth, okay, well, if you're not speaking your truth, then you're actually projecting fears out
right.
to the world, right?
Right.
And it's all like, well, if you're speaking your truth, then you actually have that opportunity to spread love.
Right. Very true. So the next one is confidentiality. You know, I'm big on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want people to understand that confidentiality is one of the universal laws.
Right.
It's not just about the Lemurians. It's the universal laws. And so the other thing is we create a safe haven for people.
Well, and, you know, recently I also found out, like, you know, by sharing other people's story, in a sense, can also distort the energy.
Right.
Too. Because you're taking away from their healing by sharing their stories.
Right. And that's very true. So I may share things about my husband, right? And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
but he knows I'm sharing them, right? You know, but I'm not going to share anything about anybody else because nobody else's business. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to take the energy away from them.
Mm-hmm.
We had a show you last week on energy vampires and how we can actually create that ourselves accidentally.
Yeah.
And then we have to fix it.
Right.
So anyway, so let's go back to this. So linking and weaving the colors together. Do you know what I mean by that? So Lemurians, we have seven colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is over 50,000 years ago. And so violet, green, blue, purple, aqua, rose, and onyx. So what I tell people is to discover the Lemurian color is to go into meditation, relax, and the color of the Lemurian goddess will come towards you. And so I was like going, why am I attracted to black, which would be onyx, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, and all of a sudden I went through this big, in my seminars, I was teaching them how to get to Lemuria and receive the colors that that is their true authentic color, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up with onyx and I started laughing, right? I'm going, oh, it figures. And then I'm going, mystic wielder of the magi light, keeper of the veil, and wielder of all seven colors. And that's a very heavy color to wear.
Yeah.
But I'm so comfortable with it.
Nice.
So now, some people will say black is hiding, right? I'm not hiding from nothing. It's just I'm learning to wear color now,
mm-hmm.
which is really different for me. You know that.
I went through a phase like that. I looked in my closet and everything was black and I didn't have very many colors. And now it's like, okay, I'm gonna pick colors just to...
Right.
To help bring that out a little bit.
Right. So mostly everything I had was had some black and of some kind. So I actually went shopping and bought some things that I needed. And so I thought that was kind of cool. And so so let me go through the colors real quick here.
Okay.
So one is violet. Interdimensional traveler, keeper of the codes, interpreter of the outer dimensional messages. So the next one would be blue, speaker of truth and keeper of songs, moving truth from one level to the next. And what are we doing today? Speaking about truth.
And that's the reason why I'm wearing blue.
And you have blue on, too. Different colors of blue. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So green is the healer and the keeper of the weaves, the balancer of all living things. I have a friend of mine that wears a lot of green.
Mm-hmm.
And this just fits her perfectly, right? And she doesn't know this yet. So I'm going to have to talk to her tomorrow about this. So then purple is the record keeper, holder of all visions, weaving the balance of the heart and mind. The aqua is the enchantress, interdimensional peace envoy, and keeper of the interdimensional illusion of time, which time is an illusion.
Totally.
And so that's one thing. Stephanie, I got stuck in traffic. I'm going, why is it so slow? Why is it so slow? What's happening, right? And this is before we went to the two-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized it was just an illusion because that night we had a big energy shift.
Right.
And it was like people had to slow down to think about what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? You know, instead of this road rage, right?
Right.
Just kind of slow down, sit back, kick back, breathe. You know, listen to some great music and take your time.
Yeah. With my 90-minute commute, I have realized that a lot.
All right.
Because so. I think it's only going to take me an hour and then, you know, the time ticks.
So the rose color is actually like morganite, in between morganite and rose quartz, the rose color is, right? Maintains the balance of weaves and oversees new initiatives. I was like going, wow. So if you guys want to discover your color, you can go into meditation, call upon the ancient Lemurians to come forward and help you.
Mm-hmm.
And the goddesses will help you. And so to find out what color you are. And if we have this information on our website at silvergaia.net, and there'll be a lot more coming up.
Nice.
So that's the one thing today I wanted to talk about. And so here we go. Prana breathing. Practice to breathe. Why would I bring that up?
You know, our breath is so important. It moves the energy. We actually were having this conversation earlier. Mm-hmm. You asked you know, some people just don't like massage because they get their pain afterwards or whatever.
Right.
And I tell people, I make people use their breath to release the energy, to release that stagnation and stuff like that. You know, the chronic pain, that's not chronic pain. It's just stagnant energy.
Right.
Breath can be so powerful to move
that. So, by the goddess ways, breath is life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one exercise that I teach people is prana breathing, to practice it. It's so important. So by using the prana breathing, you're sitting in a comfortable space, right? And you're visualizing the golden particles coming down from source, right? Into the crown chakra, through past your mind's eye, down through your thymus, into your heart chakra, right? And you're breathing that in through your nose and blowing out through the mouth, so you're on like that, right? And I do that several times a day. And so I'll do 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, or whenever I think about it, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're bringing that in, when you blow, you're bringing that all in through you, past your God cell, the pineal gland, you're bringing all that in. And then what's really cool is when you're breathing it out, you're able to send healing out to the community and out to the world, wherever a little particle of that breath may go. Mm-hmm. You know, you're bringing some healing through that. So you breathe in through your mouth, I mean, in through your nose, blow out through your mouth, and blow those particles down and around you. And a lot of times you can take your hands, and I know the listeners can't see me take my hands, but I have my hands like pretending I'm holding like a beach ball, right? Mm-hmm. And you can just form that energy with your hands and put that on somebody's chest with the golden particles.
Yeah.
You know, and give them that unconditional love that they all need. And that is so important because Mother Earth is needing that golden healing right now, mm-hmm. and bringing that golden light and breathing it out to her, letting her know this is what we need right now.
Yeah.
And so with the goddess light, you know, what we do and keep bringing in that healing. So when I was a little girl, if somebody had asked me to write a little bit up about myself, right? And I thought, okay, so I'm just going to have my mom help me with this one. I thought, help me write this, right? But the one thing, my mother and I, when I was little, she realized, you know, we were working on everything about me and stuff. And so she taught me in the goddess light. But I'll never forget this one time. My mother and I walked and enjoyed the beauty of the earth, oceans, fields, the flowers. That is when I saw my first fairies and dragonflies and butterflies. And they had such brilliant color. As we continued to walk, that's when I saw my first angel. Mm. And I knew I was not alone any longer.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a child of 9 and 10, come on, you know. And so it was just like, okay. And now being 50, you know, I'm 57 now. It's like, you know what? I'm glad that I was able as a child to have the support I needed in the goddess light ways of the divine feminine.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's one kind of thing that's interesting. You know, you asked about my child. It's like I've noticed since in this last month how open he has gotten. Mm-hmm. It's been quite amazing.
It's that big shift we went through.
Yeah, yeah. And like he started talking about somebody who did healing on him when he was 2 years old, and he starts saying how much he missed him. He goes, I know I didn't know him very much, but I miss him. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. And the next thing I know, I felt his presence.
Right. So the other thing is, on the universal laws with the Lemurians and stuff, is honoring my feelings. That's nice. Really important.
Speaking your truth.
Uh-huh. Yep. And so, and the other thing is, I am love. I'm the full expression of my goddess color. I honor the rhythm of the E-cycles. Prosperity is my birthright.
Yes.
I'm going to say that one time. Prosperity is my birthright. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people think that we have to suffer to be who we are.
Yep. It's in
and that,
that
is so not true.
Yeah, that was one thing, like the High Watt Live event was like we focused on that like 4 times throughout the thing because it's so ingrained in us. And
right.
So we revisited it over and over and allowing ourselves to be open to the possibilities. I mean, we can only see 3 or, you know, maybe 4 different ways to get something. But when in reality, there's like 50, you know.
And or more.
Yeah. And so it's like you really need to let go. It's like no matter when you start restricting yourself, allow yourself to go, okay, I'm going to be open to new possibilities that I can't see and be amazed with what comes through.
Right. Right. So peace begins with me is another one. Always.
Nice.
Gratitude.
Oh, yes.
I'm grateful for what I receive, but I'm also grateful to be me and why I'm here.
Yeah.
And there's times it's been a struggle where I'm just saying, okay, Mother God's guy, I've had enough. I want to go home.
Oh, you know?
But obviously that's not going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's okay. So, and I've wrote this on Facebook and on other things on the website. Joyful and fun.
Yeah. I mean, that raises your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one thing. It was like, after all the stuff that I've learned, it's like, yeah, you do emotional work, but it's important to make sure you do something fun afterwards. You
right.
do something to raise your vibration, to have fun, giggle, laugh,
right.
let loose.
Oh, no, that's really true. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is clarity of intention. That's really important to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hundreds of these laws. I'm only going over a few of them mm-hmm. today. And clarity of intention is really important that we have that. So when you're setting intention, you're doing that yourself. You know, that's not with a group of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you're able to bring in what you want.
Yeah.
But I'm going to explain something else. What's a mastermind?
Well, haven't we done that when two or more people?
That's right.
Two or more people focus on the same idea.
So, but here's my thing is what we've gotten together
mm-hmm.
and done a mastermind, right?
Yep.
And we ended up saying, okay, in sleep state, we're going to meet at 2:00 on Mount Rainier for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And things happen that way. So I just set 5 days, right?
Right.
So when I go back to why did I pick out five, I'm going, oh, yeah, that's mastery of love number.
You know,
so figure that, right? So the other thing is honor, love, and respect. Listening, I am present. It's all about me. Why would they have all about me? I mean, these are old, old laws that have been channeled in by Chancellor Lemaire in numerology.
Right. Well, you know, it's important. It's like, again, the old programming is that thinking of yourself is selfish. And
it's not.
No. And it's like we have to fill ourselves up. We have to fill our cup up in order to help the world. And that is something I struggled with for a long time. And guess what? I left a marriage and then sliced my hand open. And for a whole month, that's all I had to do because I couldn't help anybody. It was my right hand.
Right.
And so I had to focus on myself. And I had to focus on the fact that I couldn't help anybody but myself. And wow, for a healer to do that, it's so important.
Right. No, it's really true. Because if we don't work on ourselves, what do we do? You know,
yeah, we just kind of project the baggage and crap that we picked up to
right,
everyone else.
Right. Or our own stuff yeah. that we carried right. that we had to let go.
Well, and honestly, it's like I feel like, you know, teaching from experience is the best way to teach.
Right. No, I agree with that. So the other thing is staying in your color of who you are in the goddess weave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have no problem.
So what do you mean by that exactly?
Okay, so in the goddess weave, like I said, it's seven traditional colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the Chancellor of Lemaire brought this information through for a lot of us in, you know, years ago, right?
Right.
And I'm not talking Lemurian times because, you know, I'm talking, you know, like 15, 20 years ago, right?
Okay.
Okay, so when they brought in these colors and being who you are and, you know, weaving that color in you and holding that color, I had to weave all seven.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, and that's what and I was so going to ask. Does it change? I mean...
It changes. It changes you.
Because I am, like, all about, like, a rainbow of colors. I cannot stay just one color. So that's why I'm,
so,
like,
right.
I'm
and that's,
wondering where,
right.
what you're coming
so,
from.
So with the Onyx, being the mystic wielder is a magi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so being a magi, and I know that they like using the word wizard, but I still am in the olden times, right? And mm-hmm. I'm going to stay there. That's why I'm bringing that, and since we are bringing that energy forward now.
Yeah.
And so as being a magi... And we're keeper of the veil. I was like, whoa, that's, you know, it's a big
right.
responsibility. And so when you're running all these colors through you, then, you know, we have to make sure that we're doing it of integrity, we're doing it of happiness, joy, and that we're willing to accept that timing and this creation to bring it through.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I came to Washington to take care of my mom before she transitioned over, right? I explained so much around here. My mom goes, what have you been doing over there? You know, just catching up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had 3 years with her. And she goes, wow. She goes, all this is so amazing to me. She goes, I remember it all. Mm-hmm. I'm like going, cool, Mom, thanks, right?
Right.
You know? And so, but she goes, you need to teach people this here because they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
So it's like the matrix hooks that the goddess has put place, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there on my property, throwing my first skid here, throwing crystals out everywhere, gridding my property, doing what I'd like to do, right? Throwing little crystals in for the fairies and inviting them in and stuff. Well, I found out I ended up activating a matrix hook that was under my house.
Oh, wow.
But this matrix hook, people from Hawaii, Australia, Japan, we all got together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Hawaii, you know, all got together and we ended up releasing the Matrix within ceremony. And that's why ceremony is so important. So we released her, and then, you know, other energies took her to her resting spot because she did her job. She held that energy of love. And now it is our time to hold that energy of love.
Nice.
So when people ask, why are you releasing a deity from the ground that's holding all this love? It's our time, guys. They've done their job.
Mm-hmm.
So the planet's going to be fine.
Right.
It's the people that need to kind of get themselves together.
Right. And so, like, we need to start living in the idea of love and not fears.
Correct.
And so, like, and yeah. So
very correct. So when we're linking all the colors together, so in a goddess group, you know, a goddess group actually is of 12 people, and that's a full council. Mm-hmm. So every council has, like, 12, from the angelic realm to the ET realm and whatever. And so, you know, I'm going to talk more about this when we come back from our break.
Okay.
And we're going to have a special guest coming on here real soon, Georgina Nunez. Mm. And this is going to be exciting. So we're going to have a lot of information coming out next hour. We'll see you back here in just a few minutes. The Silver Guy Hour Show.